So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Nara Hamayrosa, Oviyo Obailo Mefir Nidareha. A 12-year-old girl who accepted Kiddushin. Her father and the Aris, her groom, share authority for both Hafara, to nullify, and Hakama, to validate her nether, as the Ran explains. Afila Nidarm Shinadra Ba'idda Penuya. This includes even the Nidarm that she made before the Kiddushin. The Mishnah elaborates. Hafar Ha'av Lehafar Abal. Hafar Abal Lehafar Av. Einoy Mufar. If the father was Mefer, but the Aris was not Mefer, or vice versa, the Aris was Mefer, but the father was not Mefer, the nether is not nullified until both the Av and the Aris are Mefer the nether. Vein tzarach leima shekayim echad mehem. And certainly if one of them, the Av or the Aris, confirm the nether, it can no longer be nullified. As the Gemara explains, even in a case, kagayin dahafer echad mehem bekayim echad, for chazra mekayim initial al hakamasai, even when the one who was Mekayim subsequently had the Hakama nullified by a Chacham, Einai Mufer, he cannot now be Mefer, because Mefir and Shneim Bevas Achas. The joint Hafar must be made simultaneously. As the Ran explains, they don't actually have to be Mefer together, they can each be Mefer separately and at different times of the day. What Bevas Achas means is, Shleyafsig Davar Shehu Ma'akav Hafar. The two Hafaras cannot be separated by a factor which prevents Hafaras such as Hakama. Therefore, he cannot be Mefer now to be combined with the other one's earlier Hafara to nullify her nether. However, there's a Machlekes HaRishayim. The Ran v'Ramban hold that he can be Mefer if the other one makes a new Hafara. The Rush v'Rambam hold that he cannot be Mefer now even if the other one makes a new Hafara. The Gemara discusses the source for the Mishnah's Halacha that Naira HaMayrasa Aviyo Ubaila Mefir Nedera. Rabbi explains that halacha is derived from the pasuk Vim Hayoi Seal Ish Unadirao Lao Begaimer. As Duran explains, in Parshas Matis, the Torah discusses three women whose Nadarm are nullified. In the first set of Psukim Dald He Vav, V'isha Kisidir Nedar Lashem V'asr Isser Bevesa Aviyah Binorao, V'shama Aviyah Begaimer V'hachrishla Aviyah V'kamukon Nadirao, V'mheni Aviyah Begaimer Kon Nadirao Begaimer Lo Yakum, Vashem Yislach Lo Kihenu Aviyah Isa. The Torah discusses Naira Shaloinis Arsa Av Lechudei Mefer, the Bishus Aviyahi, a 12-year-old girl who did not accept Kedushin. Her father has the sole authority over her Nadarm for both Hakama and Afara, because she is completely under his jurisdiction. In the second set of Psukim Zayin Ches Tes, Vem Hoyoi Si Le'ish Unadirea Leha V'Goymer, V'shama Isha B'yoyim Shamoi V'hachrish La V'kamo Nidireha V'goymer Vim B'yoyim Shamoia Isha Yoni Oysa V'hafer Es Nidra Asher Aleha V'goymer. The Torah discusses Nar HaMayrasa Av V'aris Mekimin U'mefir Nidireha. A 12-year-old girl who did accept Kedushin, her father and the Aris shared joint authority for both Hakama and Afar. In the third set of Pesukim, Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel, in base Isha Nadara Vagimer, Vishama Isha, Vahakrishla, Lahaini Isa, Kamakon Nadara Vagimer, Vim Hafer Yafer Isam Isha Beyim Shamai, Kamaita Sebesel and Dirao, La Esther Navsha, Layakum Vagimer. The Torah discusses Nisua. Ba Lechodei Mefer, the Beshuz Bailahi. A woman who is already married, her husband has sole authority for both Hakama and Hafara because she is now under his jurisdiction through marriage. And Av Enoi Mefer. The father loses authority for both Hakama and Hafara because she is completely removed from his jurisdiction through marriage. The Gemara elaborates on how we know that the second set of Pesukim must be referring to the case of our Mishnah. Nara HaMayrasa, Aviyo Baila Mefir Nedareha, and points out the three features of this halacha. Nara HaMayrasa. We're discussing only a Nara HaMayrasa. Av V'aris, Mekimin U'mefir Nedareha. Both the father and chasen must do both hakama and afar. Nara HaMayrasa. The psukim in the second set, Vim Hayoi Si Le'ish Nedareha Lao V'Gomer, must refer to Nara HaMayrasa and cannot refer to Nara Nesua. Because Ksiv Karachrina Vim Beis Isha V'Gomer, the halacha of Nesua is already discussed in the third set of psukim, where Beis Isha means she's in her husband's home. And Havaya Kedushin Mashma, the words Vim Hayoi Si Le'ish refer to Kedushin. Av V'Aris. These psukim refer to both her father and the aris. Lekel emeim ba'aris lochudei la'akama la'afara, We cannot say that the Aris alone has sole authority for both Hakama and Afar, because Kra de Nesu'a Lamali. Hashta be'eris and made for Lechudei b'Nesu'in Mibaya. Then there would be no need for the third set of Pesukim to teach that the Baal acquires the authority when she becomes Nesu'a, because he already had the authority while she was Arusa. And another reason for Ava Aris, because Baal ain't a made for Bekaidman. A husband does not have authority for Nedarim made before Nisuin when she was not in his rishus, because the pasuk of Baal states, "Vim base isha Nedara if she makes a Nedar while in her husband's home, lema'ute kaidman." This excludes Nedarim that were made before she entered his home. However, Aris made for Bekaidman, an Aris does have authority over Nedarim previously made before Erisin when she was not in his rishus, because the pasuk of Aris states, "Unedareha aleha, nedareha shahaya le'akvar." Nedarim that were upon her from before Kedushin. As the Ran explains, Heiche efshe de aris mefer v'loi baal, lav mishum de shutfase de av de like a kaidman. How can an aris possess greater authority than a baal? It must be because the aris shares authority with her father, in which she was always in her father's rishos. The Ran explains, there is an additional drasha through vav meisif. The letter vav connects the two psukim of kiheni avia aisa, Vim hayoi sealish, to teach that the second set of psukim includes av and aris. Mikimin umafir nedereha b'shutfas. These psukim teach that the av and the aris share authority for both hakama and afar. However, leka lemeima av aris mikimin b'shutfas aval av mefer luchodei. The psukim cannot mean to say that the av and the aris only share authority for hakama, while the av keeps complete authority for hafara, because kra de kaidim eris in lamali. Hashta b'makam aris mefer luchudei, shalei b'makam aris mibaya. Then there's no need for the first set of psukim that Av has authority when there is no aris, because we know that he has authority even when there is an aris. And leka lemei makoi ba'av la'akama b'shutfas, aval aris luchudei mefer, the psukim also cannot mean to say that the Av and the aris only share authority for akama, while the aris attains complete authority for hafara, because kra de nesu'a lamali. Hashta b'eris and mefer luchudei, b'nisuin mibaya. And the Gemara in the next daf cites the Beir Rabbi Shmuel, who derives the halacha of a naira hamayrasa from a different source, from the pasuk Eila hachukim asher tziva Hashem es Moshe bein ish leishti bein av labitoi bein areh beis avia. The pasuk links the father and the husband for a naira's nedarim when she is still in her father's home. Mekan la naira marasa shavia ubayla mefirin nedarim.